The good news is that the cleanup after the North Bay wildfires is about 40% done across the entire North Bay. The bad news is that the cleanup has been halted over objections to government contract awards by a Florida-based company. Joining us now is the vice president of the Environmental Chemical Corporation, a company that has a contract with the Army Corps of Engineers, August Okebauer. Good morning, August.
Good morning.
So you're the vice president of ECC, and you currently do have the contract to clean up with the Army Corps of Engineers. Can you just kind of go behind how this contract was initially set up? What happened to have you guys be the main go-to cleanup crew for the engineers?
Well, the current contract was a competitive award contract. It was put out to bid, I think about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, and there were eight companies solicited. I think that the Corps received five bids, and we were the successful contractor for Sonoma County.
Just give us a little background of what ECC does. Hopefully we will never have to deal with this again, but you'd go around basically the globe and clean up environmental situations, right?
Yeah, correct. We're an environmental and a construction company. Our headquarters is in Burlingame, so we're a Northern California company. But we also have offices scattered across the United States. Our primary client is the federal government. And within the federal government, our biggest client is the Corps of Engineers. We've worked for them for about 25 years, and they're a great client to work for. We have a great relationship with them. And, look forward to many, many more years of working for the federal government.
Can you tell us exactly what specifically Ashbrit, the company that is based in Florida and objecting to this, what their objection is?
I don't know. I don't know specifically what their objection to the award is. We hope to find that out from the Corps in the next day or so. But specifically what their objection is, I just don't know.
So where are we at with the cleanup in Santa Rosa in the North Bay?
Well, Ashbrit has been out there advancing the cleanup, and I think there's something like 2,000 properties left to be cleaned up. A lot of progress has been made. It's been we've been fortunate because the weather has been relatively dry, and that's helped really accelerate the cleanup. And like I say, there's about 2,000 properties, give or take, left to be cleaned up, and that should go very quickly once we get turned on to finish the project.
How long do you expect this delay to keep going for?
We don't know. It could be as short as a day, but it could be longer. We hope to get more information from the Corps today.
What kind of precautions do your crews take when doing these, when cleaning up individual sites?
Well, it's a pretty strict safety rules that the crews follow. They all have 40-hour HAZWOPR training, and that training is to deal with hazardous materials. They all wear protective equipment, and that protective equipment goes beyond just the basic steel-toed shoes and hard hat and safety vest. They also wear Tyvek coveralls, gloves, and respirators.
So you guys not only have to remove the debris, I'm assuming you have to take it somewhere. Where does all the debris go from the fires?
Well, it depends on what the nature of the material is. Just the general ash and construction debris goes to a conventional landfill. The concrete goes to a concrete recycling facility. The steel goes to a metal recycling facility. And then there's some special wastes, household hazardous waste. Those are collected by EPA, and they're packaged and disposed of at a chemical-type landfill. And those properties that have asbestos, that asbestos is also packaged up in accordance with the regulations, and that gets disposed of at a landfill that can accept asbestos waste.
Does the cleanup get any more difficult or more dangerous when you go into places where there is hilly terrain such as the Fountain Grove neighborhood?
Well, it does a little bit. Some of those properties have difficult access for heavy equipment, so the crews have to carefully plan how they're going to get onto the property, how the material will get loaded onto trucks. And so it does take a little bit more planning, but we've been very successful in addressing those types of properties also.
When it comes to each and individual site, what's probably the average time for it then?
Well, in Coffee Park, it's about a day to a day and a half. And up in Fountain Grove, it could be up to 3 to 4 days.
And there hasn't been any injuries or anything like that on the job?
Not under the work that we've performed, no.
Not under. Well, that is definitely a good thing to hear. August, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we hope you guys get back to work really soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
That is August Okebauer. He is the vice president of the Environmental Chemical Corporation, who has a contract with the Army Corps of Engineers to clean up wildfire damage after the wildfires in Sonoma County.